In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, this is Luis in the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 2, Page 3, Volume 26, 627, 1929. In the very creation, there is a continuous transmission. So Jesus is showing us that creation is still continuing. He says, our fiat created the heavens. The fiat studied them with the stars. But the fiat called to life matter in order to do it. The fiat created the sun, but called life but it called life to the light and the heat as the material with which to form it. It created man first, Jesus says, I formed his statue made of earth, and then I infused the human soul in him, and then I created the life of my love over his soul, and then my divine will transmitted itself with his in order to form its kingdom in the creature. So here Jesus is showing that what he is doing, there's a process to everything that he's doing. He has this completely ordered, complete planned. And all he's asking of us to do is to begin to live this life that God has started. So he's showing us. The fiat created the heavens, studied them with stars, called to life matter in order to do it. So because of the fiat, because of the God's fiat lux, everything began. And but there's a process. There's a way. It created the sun, but called life to life, the light and the heat and the material with which to form the sun. It created Adam to form his statue first, made of earth. And then God infused the human soul in Adam. And then I, God, created life of my love over the soul. And then my divine will transmitted itself with his in order to form the kingdom and the creature. So the ultimate of all that God did is to form the kingdom of God within the soul. And this is why Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. In order to for this to happen again, Jesus says this is what he wants to see done. We are created, okay? God infused our soul in us. And then he created the life of love over our soul. And then he says the divine will transmitted itself with his life. So the divine will transmitted this divine life in Adam, in us. And then he says to form its kingdom in us. So that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow the divine will to transmit itself with us, one with us, to form the kingdom within you. Remember God said, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. So the Lord is waiting for us to want this. So this is why he has given us the book of heaven. The book of heaven shows whether or not we want this. The one thing we're asking this year, begging God for one more year, because a lot of people, you know, Jesus keeps on saying he's going to be calling a lot to heaven. We want to beg God to have one more year to pray the calendar, to live the calendar, to read all 36 volumes this year. Now, you have to remember that Volume 1 is not part of the calendar. The reason Volume 1 is not part of the calendar is because Volume 1 didn't have any dates. Only at the very end did Volume 1 have dates. So while we're reading, when you have a extra time, begin to read Volume 1 as well. And you can, within 1 year, read all 36 volumes. Now remember, it took Louisa 64 years to write the 36 volumes. And now we can read them quite easily. It's about, at the most, 10 pages, normally 5 pages a day. And quite easily we can read the 36 volumes in 1 year. So God is expecting an awful lot from us. He's expecting us to allow the divine will to transmit itself within us, to form the kingdom within us. So we have to look at how much we're allowing Jesus to do this. And the way we can see whether or not we want this is if we have this desire to read basically 5 to 10 pages a day, if that, you know, five, normally it seems like. When we prove to Jesus that we want this, he will give it to us. That's all he's saying. I want my divine will to transmit its divine life with us, to form the kingdom of God within us. So the only way that this can be accomplished is by the Book of Heaven. Jesus himself is speaking to us. When we read, Jesus says, I will stand right beside you. I will touch your mind that you will understand this. I will touch your heart so that you will love it. So because of Louisa, God has given us this gift. What he has done with Louisa, he's offering it to us. So he says this. He says, there is that one thing that comes out from the triune God, created by us triune God, in which there isn't this transmission of human and divine. So everything that we do goes from the human to the divine. This is what God is asking. Now the saints did the will of God. They did good things, holy things, saintly things on a human sanctity, with a human holiness, with a human goodness. And Jesus is now saying, I now want those that know Louisa and those that have the Book of Heaven to do things on a divine level. Okay, so what does that mean? That means the saints would pray and fast and do penance. They do great mortifications, great sufferings, great martyrdoms. And that brought them to a high degree of sanctity, human sanctity. What Jesus is asking of us is now to do everything as Jesus did it, as the Blessed Mother did it, the new Adam and the new Eve, what they taught Louisa. So we're bringing everyone and everything, not just what we do personally, as the saints did, but to bring everyone to the throne of God so that the kingdom can be established in everyone on earth as it is in heaven. So he's asking us to have this transmission of human and the divine, from the human to the divine. So we have to look at our prayer life. And for example, you can begin to hear Jesus speak to you if you find a word that is really exhilarating. You look at this word and you go, wow, I really want to know about this word that Jesus is speaking. And then what you go through all the volumes to find that word. See, Jesus is saying to each person, I want you to grow deeper into this. I want you to let me teach you something that I will teach nobody else. So what happens is, as we enter into this word or phrase that we read and are happy about, it's really Jesus saying, I want you to know more about this. This is for you. So then when you go through all the volumes for that word, and that's not hard to do, you can, search, find a word, and then begin to read what Jesus wants to teach you. See, every one of us, we can go as far as he wants us to go or as short as we want to go. God wants to bring us into infinity. humans, you can see this with Louisa. Louisa says, I can't go any further. I'm stuffed. I'm full. Jesus says, okay, we'll wait. And when you're ready, we'll go further. And that's what God wants to do with us. So he says, there's not one thing that came out from us, Triune God, created by us, Triune God, in which there isn't this transmission of human to the divine. In our most beautiful works, the creation, the Immaculate Queen Mary, the Word incarnate, the human and the divine are so bound together as to be inseparable. And so the heavens are brimful of God. It's the narration of God's glory. It's the narration of God's power, the narration of God's wisdom. The Immaculate Queen, who is my bearer, my humanity, the incarnate Word. So here, Jesus is asking us to enter into this divine, not to just do good, holy, and saintly things, but to be that drop of water put into a cup filled with wine, to share in divinity. This is what God is asking. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So when you begin with your prevenient act in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the very first thing should be, you know, to give glory, honor, and praise to God in the name of every human being, past, present, and future, as if you were the choir master directing everyone in the whole universe to praise God and to love God and to thank God and to bless God and to adore God and to worship God. It's not just to be good. It's not just to say your prayers, help me with what I want today. But Lord, this is what you want. You want everyone praising you, everyone glorifying you, everyone worshiping you, because this is why God created us, to participate with all the angels and saints in heaven. So he looks at us and he asks us, basically, are you willing to accomplish this? Are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Now, wanting to make my divine will known after the first transmission, I, Jesus, made in Eden, and that was rejected from me in order to be able to put the kingdom of my divine fiat out in the field again, it was necessary for me to form the second transmission. So, here is, again, it is so important that we begin to understand what Jesus is saying. The first transmission was formed in Adam. Now the second transmission. And how could I do it if I did not intertwine another creature with bonds almost inseparable, with divine knowledges in the light of the very life of my eternal volition? And if I did not intertwine you, Louisa, in transmitting intertwine you, Louisa, in the divine will, transmitting you into the divine will, and the divine will into you, you would not have felt either within you, either its life or its permanent light. So here, Jesus is saying this for our benefit. He's telling Louisa who she is. She is the second transmission of the divine will. The first was to be in Adam. Adam lost it. The second, he said, now, he says, if I did not intertwine you, Louisa, in the divine will, transmitting you into divine will, and divine will into you, Louisa, would not have felt within you either its divine life or its permanent light, nor would you have felt within you the necessity to love it, to love the divine will, and the yearning to know the divine will more. Okay, so here Jesus is showing us why we need Louisa. She is the second transmission of this divine will. She is the one who has the life of the divine will transmitted into her, the permanent divine light into her. Louisa and Jesus, he says, I put you and me in the condition of you giving to me and I giving to you. Okay, so the breath of God, the breathing in and the breathing out, the blood pumping into the heart, the blood pumping out of the heart. In that reciprocal, and in that reciprocal giving, I would form the knowledge, this is the truths and the divine will, that I, God, wanted to give to you, Louisa Picaretta. And again, this is not St. Francis. This is not St. Clair. This is not St. Thomas Aquinas. Jesus wants us to know the second transmission of the divine will is found in Louisa. I breathe into you, I give to you, and you give to me, and you of you giving to me, of I giving to you, the reciprocal giving, and that therefore I, God, form the knowledge. This is the book of heaven, that I, God, wanted to give you. The transmission of my divine will with yours was realized, rendering you the conqueror of the great good that I, God, was doing to you, Louisa Picaretta. Now, he says this and he, in great humility, great, you know, being humiliated, Louisa writes this down because she doesn't really understand yet at this point. In 1929, how important she is. She, without Louisa Picaretta, he said, Jesus says this, if you did not exist, I would have given up on the world. But because you exist, I have hope for creatures. I have hope for the rest, for the world. And he says that. He says, Louisa, you are my hope. You are God's hope. Again, Christian hope is certitude. God is certain that because what he has breathed into Louisa, what Louisa possesses, the souls that don't give life to themselves will also possess this. So again, he's looking at us and he's asking us not to do anything on our, by ourselves. Like, you know, you might hear something, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you understand what God is doing. Like a lot of people, you know, are greatly misled. When the Lord says something to a soul, like he says to Louisa, he says, Louisa, tell me what you want. And Louisa says, and I begin to tell Jesus and he disappears. Now, what's going on? It's Louisa's telling Jesus what she wants, not what he wants. So he says, I want to hear from you what I want. And most people don't understand that. Most people, they say, well, you know, God is going to do this, God is going to do that, and therefore this is how he's going to do it. No, God has his understanding and his way. What with Louisa, she, in her humility, in her littleness, in her nothingness, Jesus taught her not to think of what she wanted, but what God wanted. And that's why he would say, what do you want? And she would say, I only want what you want. And he goes, I know that, but what do you want? And she'd say, I only want what you want. And he'd go, I understand that, but what do you want? See, he does the same thing to us. He keeps on saying, what do you want? And we go, well, okay, you give me an opportunity. I think I want this, this, and this. God goes, okay, then that's what I'll do for you. But when we listen to Jesus the way Louisa, these knowledges, these truths of the divine will, we say what Jesus, Louisa says, I want what you want. And then what does Jesus say to her? Finally, he says, brava, great. You finally, we think the same. You want what I want. And that's what's happening here. Louisa is the second transmission. Adam failed. Louisa cannot fail. We can fail. We can say that this is what God wants, and I'm going to do what God wants. And it's basically what we want. And this is why Jesus says there'll be very, very few living in the divine will. You know, God's going to heal me. This is how he's going to do it. No, that's not necessarily true. God, if God wants to heal, it's going to be his way, not the way we think. And that's where the docility, the surrender, the submission that Louisa has, that God is looking for in us. She is the one who has the second transmission. She is the one who's inseparable. She is the one who has the knowledges. She is the one who is in reciprocal in giving. That Jesus, that I, God, would form the knowledges, and I, God, want to give to you, Louisa. It's not human. It's divine. The transmission of my divine will with yours was realized. This hasn't happened to us. The transmission of the divine will has rendered you, Louisa, conqueror of the great good that I, God, was doing. So as God said, I'm looking to form a divine masterpiece in every human being. But that means if we, the divine masterpiece, he's going to make me a statue. He's going to carve me out of marble. And God might say, I have no desire to do that. That's your desire. My desire is to make you a watercolor, a perfect watercolor. And this is where the submission comes in, the surrender, to realize the divine good that God wants to do in us. Giving him full permission. So when we wake up in the morning, it's not what I'm going to do today, but for all honor and glory for you, what you as Lord God Almighty want. This is what Louisa did. Louisa was always surrendered to God, not what she wanted, but what God wanted. And again, if God told her something, if she thought about it humanly, like she did, remember what she did with a nun? She says, I want to be a nun. God says, okay, you're going to be a nun. And that's what you want. That's what I'm going to give you. And then finally she said to God, you didn't tell me the truth. I'm not a nun. And she says, yes, you are. You're in the smallest convent. But if she said to Jesus, I want what you want me to be. So what did she say when she was confessing her sins? The greatest sin that I committed was wanting to be a nun rather than wanting to be in bed. So her wanting to be a nun was her greatest sin. And that's what, see, God, he's got plans for us. And when we get in the way, we get upset with God, like Louisa did. You said I was going to be a nun. Well, that's what you wanted, Louisa. So you're a nun, but you're going to be a nun in my convent, and your convent is the sheets around your bed. That's your convent. It's the smallest convent in the world. And so he gave to her what she wanted, but she was expecting something different. And it's the same thing with us. A lot of times in our prayer, we think that God has to answer this way or that way. And it can't be like that. It's got to be completely fiat in all situations, whether it's thunder and lightning outside, or whether it's a sunny day, whether it's a snowy day, everything is fiat. Everything is fiat. That's what God is waiting for. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. And the one we go to is the second transmission. I had to form the second transmission. This transmission of divine life through a human. It's not the mother of God. Theotokos. She's the second Eve. She is the no one can compare to the Immaculate Conception. No human. Louisa is the human through which God is going to bring about this new beginning. And it has to be a human. Adam was a human. Adam wasn't the son of God. Adam wasn't the mother of God. Adam was a human. Adam sinned. Louisa is the firstborn of the divine will, the first human born of original sin. So what God is looking is he wants to do this for us, but we have to get out of our understanding and go to God. This is why reading the calendar this year is very, very, very important. It might be the last year we have. But what God will do is he will bring about a complete renewal for us too. As he says here, he wants the divine will realized within us, rendering us one with Louisa, conqueror of the great good that God is doing with us. So again, We got to get out of the understanding that Jesus is going to obey us. That's what most people do. Jesus, like the reading for today, the guy with leprosy said, he said to Jesus, do you wish to heal me? And Jesus says, I do wish you to be healed. And, but more than that, see, Jesus is saying, I want you to be in my image and likeness. I want you to share in divinity, not just to be good and holy and saintly, not just to be healed, but to be, to have the miracle of miracles happening, to be permanent and completely healed. Volume 26, 7, 14, 19, 29. Now, after I became sure about you, Louisa, I secured my work. I secured my acting, and my acting changed and made you break, and I made you break the silence and the ardor of my instructions and of my speaking was such and so great that I can call you the cathedra of my divine will, the secretary of its most intimate secrets, such that as you were unable to contain them all within yourself, I, God, commanded you to manifest them to my priest, my minister. So this is what God is doing with us. Okay. Number one, he has to make sure about us. He can't give us this gift if he can't trust us. He can't give us this gift. So he says, I got to secure my work. I got to secure my acting. And I, therefore, I made Louisa break silence. Why? For us. She's now speaking to us. The ardor of my instruction, the ardor of my speaking was such and so great that I can call you, Louisa, the cathedra of my divine will, the seat of the divine will. This is very, very important for us to understand that for us to be sure about us, he's got to secure his work in us by us listening to the one who is speaking from the seat of divine will. And that's Louisa. Louisa, the secretary of the most intimate secrets of God. This is why we are reading every day the Book of Heaven. Listening to Louisa. She has this intimate secrets of God, the divine treasures of God. Read, again, volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Read that. That is so powerful. She is the one who possesses this gift. She is the one, the only human that possesses it. And what happens is you begin to see why your family falls apart, the church seems to be falling apart, your nation seems to be falling apart, our own lives seem to be falling apart, because God is, he's doing the same thing to us. The silence has been broken when we read Louisa. God's instructions are found in Louisa. God's speaking are found in Louisa. These are so great that God gives her the title, the seat of the divine will, the cathedra of the divine will. She has full authority given to her by God to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. Because this is his voice. This is his thing. This is God's. She's the secretary of the most intimate secrets of God. He says, and as you were unable to contain them with all within yourself, I commanded you to manifest them to my priest, my minister. So here it's the priests are going to know about Louisa and the divine will because this is a command from God. So who has this teaching is the priest. You manifest this to the priest. The priest, like Father Bucci said, the priest, you know, is in charge of the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. The priest is therefore also in charge of the first bread, the bread of the divine will. And there's many, many lay people filled with pride who say, well, I'm going to do it my way without the priest. We don't need a priest. Again, that's Protestantizing the sacrament of sacraments. I'm not saying this because I'm a priest. I would go to a priest. You know, I would not, you know. This one lady tried to lay hands on me the other day. She almost was knocked to the ground. You don't lay hands on a priest. You don't do that. That's not the priest has the authority, not the lay people. You know, and I have this gift. No, you don't. Who gave you that gift? You know, yourself. So again, what did Jesus say today? Go show yourself to the priests. It's very important that we follow what Jesus wants. And he says the divine will be given to the world through the church, through the priesthood. So again, it doesn't matter. He says if there's 10, 12, he says God's going to do it. He only used 12 apostles. You know, listen to what Jesus is saying. And he says it very clearly. The cathedra of my divine will, the secretary of the most intimate secrets are within you, Louisa. And you can't hold all that's there, so give this to the priest. Manifest this to the priest. And then Jesus says, and this acting of mine was necessary. Otherwise, how would my divine will have become known? So it's not through the laity. And I know a lot of people disagree with that, but Father Bucci says it would be as foolish for a lay person to stand at the altar and say, this is my body, this is my blood, as a lay person teaching the divine will. And again, there are people that don't believe that, and what can you do? There's nothing you can do. But this is what Jesus says. This acting of mine was necessary. Otherwise, how would my most holy divine will have become known if I didn't give it to you, Louisa, and then to the priests, and then you give it to the priests? This is why when you read the three appeals, she says to the Pope first, he must be the first to live in the fullness of the divine will, because he is the head of the Catholic Church, which is the head of the divine will. And then he says to the priests, you have been feeding the people, the laity, with hard and stale bread. And he says, you have to feed them. This is what Louisa says. You have to feed them with the bread of the divine will. And this is what God is waiting for. That's why everything seems to be falling apart. And not to worry about that. Don't look at the negative. You know, look at the positive of what's coming. What's coming is going to be so glorious. The church, there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd because of Louisa. True Catholicism is going to be found in Louisa. To read the divine will is to get the whole church ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has to happen because of Louisa. Again, read volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Louisa, you have the secrets of the Holy Spirit. You have the treasures of the Holy Spirit. You represent the Holy Spirit with the souls who are linked to you. So this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that, you know, everybody's waiting for is Louisa. And if you are reading every day, especially the calendar, every day, what will happen is you will be ready. Because as Jesus says, he's waiting. He wants this divine will realized within us if we are one with Louisa. It'll be realized within us if we're reading the Book of Heaven, learning the knowledges, the truths that Jesus gave to her. Louisa alone. This is what true Catholicism is. Somebody called the other day and they said, if you're not Catholic, you said you can't go to heaven. I said, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. I said, I didn't say that. I said, if you're not Catholic, you can't have the divine will. And they go, oh, that's right. See, it's the divine will is Catholic. The divine will is universal. It's the universal life that Adam had. The divine will is Jesus. It's Mary. It's Catholic. It's universal. Who possesses it the most right now is Louisa. But the second one who will possess it fully will be the Pope. And the two of them, you have Adam and Eve, you have Jesus and Mary, you have Louisa and the Pope, will bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He says, Jesus says in volume, I think, 15, that I give this gift to you so that you will give it back to the man. And that man is the Pope. This is what we're waiting for. We're waiting for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it's very close. It's very, very close. And every time you read, every word that you read, which is the word from the Word of God, Jesus Christ, it's infinite. And that word has expanded our capacity to understand more of what God wants. Every time you read, the kingdom is coming closer and closer and closer. So if all of us focus on reading all 36 volumes in 1 year, that's going to be a glorious thing. It's not just to rush through it, but to read, to study this, and to put this into practice. Listen to what Jesus is saying. You know, 5 pages to 10 pages isn't a lot. But it will be everything. See, this is what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into this. He says very clearly. Volume 26, 9, 8, 19, 29. Now my daughter, the one, Louisa, who lives in my divine will, renews her rebirth and redoubles the rebirths for all human generations. You see what's happening? Everything, because of Louisa, redoubles the rebirths for all human generations. Everything that God wants is going to happen because of Louisa. Because Louisa does everything that God wants. Louisa's not doing what she wants. Louisa said she didn't want to write. I don't want anybody to know this. It's between me and you, she says to Jesus. And Jesus says, then how's anybody going to live in it? You've got to write this. You know, her basic thing was, I mean, more than likely, Jesus says, my daughter Louisa, you're the one who lives in the divine will. Therefore, you renew the rebirths and redouble the rebirths for all human generations. And her humility, all she heard was the one who lives in the divine will renews her rebirth and redoubles the rebirth of all human generations. She never thought about herself. This is what God is looking for. He loves this littleness of Louisa. And that's where we have to be. We're nothing. We're nobody. Jesus said to Louisa, Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. But why do we go to Louisa? Because she possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. When my supreme will lives inside your heart, Louisa, and lays the fullness of endless life within your heart, Louisa, then the divine will centralizes everything and in everything and everyone. It does everything. Listen to this. It's just amazing. It renews everything. It gives back all that for centuries upon centuries it had not been able to give through the other creatures. Here is what Jesus wants us to know. God wants us to be one with Louisa so that we can accomplish this as well. But if we're not one with Louisa, it's not going to happen. I don't care how much you say it's going to happen. You have to be one with Louisa. Your focus is on the newborn. Your focus is on her. When my supreme will lives inside a heart, this is Louisa's heart, lays the fullness of its endless life within Louisa's heart. It centralizes everything and everyone within Louisa's heart. And it does everything. It renews everything. It gives back all that for centuries upon centuries it had not been able to give through the other souls, the other human beings that have ever lived. So now Jesus is saying to us, do you want what I gave to Louisa? Then he says, if you want what I gave to Louisa, you can't be there. You know, those, it says, those who save their life will lose it. Those that love their lives will lose it. What are we talking about? It's your human will. It's no longer ours anymore. We don't want our human will. We use our free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will. This is what God is waiting for. He's asking us to allow Him to reign, not us anymore. So again, it's very, very clear. So centuries upon centuries, nothing has happened. But now everything is going to be given through Louisa that has not happened with other creatures. So this creature, Louisa, can be called the Dawn of the Day. That's one of Louisa's titles. The Daybreak That Calls the Sun, another of Louisa's titles. The Sun That Gladdens the Earth, another Louisa's title. The Sun That Illuminates the Earth, another Louisa's titles. The Sun That Warms the Earth, and with its wings of light, more than a tender mother, embraces everything, fundicates everything, and with its kiss of light, it gives the most beautiful tints to the flowers, the most delicious sweetness to the fruits, the maturity to all plants. Everything, because of Louisa Picaretta, everything is changing. Because of Louisa Picaretta, everything has changed. And what God is asking of us to do is to begin to understand that this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies is ours if Louisa is there. If Louisa isn't there, if Louisa's love isn't there, if Louisa's desires aren't there, it's not there. She is the one that possesses it. And God wants to give this to us. And therefore He says, oh, if my divine will reigned in the midst of creatures, how many prodigies would the divine will not operate in their midst? So here is something that our Lord is showing us. The closer we get to Louisa, the sooner the kingdom is going to happen. Everything's going to change. The earth is going to be heaven, paradise. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. He says very clearly, when my divine will reigns, basically, in the midst of creatures, divine prodigies are going to happen. Everything's going to operate in the midst of creatures. The devil is going to be gone. What does that mean? No more sickness, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. The kingdom's going to be here. And Jesus is saying to us, this kingdom is given to Louisa, Louisa alone. Therefore, be attentive. That says to us, read. To be attentive is to read every day. Be attentive. Everything you, Louisa, do in my divine fiat is a rebirth that you, Louisa, have in the divine will. To be reborn, it means to be reborn in the divine order. To be reborn in divine light. To be reborn in divine sanctity. Reborn in divine love and divine beauty. This isn't human. This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. In each act of my holy divine will, the human will undergoes a death, dying to all evils, and it lives again, born again, to all divine goods. So you see very clearly that what God is expecting of us, linked to Louisa, is a new beginning for all of mankind. What God is expecting of us is to really begin to live an abundant life, the life that God originally planned with Adam, the life that God originally planned for all of mankind, and now it's here. Now it's here because of Louisa. Now it's here in us if we have Louisa. If we have Louisa, then everything's going to be fine. If we don't have Louisa, how sad that must be for God. He is ready to give this to the earth. He is ready to manifest this gift to the world. He says in volume 20, it will happen as if by magic. All of a sudden the kingdom will be established. He says this is what's coming. And He's looking at us. He's pleading with us. He's asking us to be the first and who live in the divine will, one with Louisa. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.